This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.
M5.
Now, at the top of this division is M5. We've got Hughes Hall 2, who rode over from yesterday. And then following them, LNBC 4, who bumped up over Magdalen 3, who are taking third place in this division. Following them is Sydney Sussex M2. They are rode over from yesterday. And then following them, Queen's M4, who bumped up over King's M3 yesterday. Both of those are quite resplendent boats. Queen's M4 donning some rather gorgeous fluorescent sunglasses, and King's looking very regal in all their purple. Following them, Girton M3 rode over yesterday, and then Keys M4, followed by Magdalen 4, Jesus 5, Fitz 3, Claire 4, Emma 4, Queen 5, Corpus Christi 3, Darwin 3, Homerton 3, and in the back, sandwich boat, Selwyn M4. Now, the starter cannon is gone. Alice, what's happening?
Okay, well, Hughes Hall M2 have set off incredibly strong and are powering down towards you. Now, Lady Margaret M4 never turned up, so I'm not quite sure what happened there, but that means Magdalen M3 started and automatically got a bump on the non-assistant boat that was pulled in. It means Sydney Sussex M2 and Queen's M4 are now racing towards you, Steph, on first post corner, and Queen's M4 look as if they're going to catch Sydney Sussex M2. Either at first post or on grassy, because they've got that distance down to just half a length. And in front of me now, I now have overlap from Girton M4 on course. That is a bump. Kings are stopping and Girton are pulling into the side to celebrate. Coming past me now is Keys M4. They look good, but with most of the boats ahead of them having bumped out already, they're probably just going to have to row over. Behind them, Magdalen M4 look good. They are still going on, but they don't look like they're going to catch M3 anytime soon. Steph, can I throw back to you? What's going on first post corner?
Yeah, absolutely. On first post, when Sydney Sussex M2 and Queen M4 went past me, Queen's really hot on their tails, almost overlapping them, but no bump at first post corner. We may find that when they get to grassy, they have actually caught them. Ben, have you found, are they there yet?
Yeah, they bumped out just before the gut. So, I can confirm that Queen's M4 and Sydney M2 have bumped out of the division. That's great for Queen's M4, still on for blades. Hughes Hall M2 just going past me now, and I can see my mate Tom stroking that. Tom, of course, the first star of Boaty Watch, wearing his lovely little baseball cap. Back to you, Steph.
Going past me now is Jesus M5, followed by Fitz M3. Fitz putting some pressure on them there, actually. Still about a boat's length between them, but Jesus certainly looking to tire already, looking a bit stressed at this first post corner. I think there has been a bump just behind me now. Alice, are you able to tell what's gone on here, Alice?
Yes, Claire M4, I think it was their sixth man, caught a crab and was really struggling to get it back, which means Emma M4 have now bumped Claire M4. And Queens M5 have been caught in the wreckage and had to temporarily stop to avoid hitting them, but are now rowing on again, so they are now moving on. There's also been a bump towards the end of the course, which I'll confirm to you in a second, but coming past me right now are Thomason M3, who are looking fairly comfortable, and behind them the sandwich boat, which is Selwyn. Steph or Ben? Ben, back to you at grassy.
Keys M4 have just gone past me at grassy. They've opened about an eight length lead on Magdalen M4. Keys, always incredibly sexily, more than catching crabs all over the place, but a lot of splash in this boat, and they're going to scrape the barges. They're not going to be troubled, though, because behind them we've got Jesus M5, who are being barked at by their cocks. Jesus M5, again, not going to be troubled by Fitz M3. The blade heights are all over the place, Fitz M3. Pull it back together, get some long strokes going around grassy corner. Jesus kind of looking, the two man looking slightly tired. Come on, keep bending the knees. Perfect. But timing, togetherness, let's go. The Fitz tank party, barking instructions. Behind Fitz, I can't see Clericals have been bumped by Emma. And then that means Queen's M5 look really, really lonely behind all of that. Very long row over for them. So I'm guessing that must mean that Darwin M3 has bumped up on Corpus M3. Steph, can you confirm that?
Yes, I think so. Darwin have bumped up on Corpus Christi in front of Alice just down at the start of the course. I'll pass her in a minute. And on the first post corner here, Selwyn M4 pushing quite hard on Homerton M3, but Homerton looking pretty comfortable at the moment. I'm staring at a slightly dejected Claire boat at the moment, starting the long, lonely row home. Alice, what happened with the Corpus Christi bump?
Well, that was a very early bump. It happened just after the motorway bridge, and they are both sitting, Darwin's sitting just a little bit past the bridge, and Corpus Christi is just pulling into the side too, and that was a very quick bump there. Of course, the really weird thing is that LMBC M4 did not turn up at all. So Magdalen M3 had perhaps the easiest bump you can imagine, whereby they got the bump by simply being there. Ben, back to you.
Yes, just Grassy. Last boat's going past me, Grassy now. That's, of course, Homerton M3, who've taken quite a nice line. Selwyn have taken a very tight line. They may well shave some paintwork off the barges here as they go around Grassy. Selwyn looking to catch Homerton. It's tight, about two boat lengths, but Selwyn have taken, as I said, a tighter line around where they'll be able to swing round into the Plough Reef and catch Homerton to bump properly into this division. We'll find out. Carissa, what can you see at Ditton Corner?
All the boats going past me at the moment have got comfortable distances between them. Yeah, all the boats going past me here at Ditton Corner have got comfortable distances between them. I've seen Hughes Hall go past, we've had Keys, we've had Magdalen, we've had Jesus between them. I've seen Hughes Hall go past, we've had Keys, we've had Magdalen, we've had Jesus looking a bit sloppy. Now we've got Queens coming up. There's a massive distance between them and the next boat, which is Homerton N3 by the looks of it from here. They're getting closer to me now. I can see Selwyn coming up behind them, and it looks tight from here. They're still getting a bit closer. They're just on Plough Reach, just coming up to in front of the Plough. Queens are going past me now. They're still going strong. Oars are hitting the water a bit. Looking back now, I can see Selwyn are fighting hard to try and catch Homerton. They're really going for it. They're in good time. Back to you, Ben. What can you see?
Yes, so it's all very empty to me. Chris, I think it'd be a good idea to send you round the corner to see if you can see what happens between Homerton and Selwyn. And while you head over there, Alice, so we know that Lady Margaret M4, Maggie M4 from Johns just didn't turn up. So we obviously know they were awarded, Magdalen were awarded a bump on them just automatically for just turning up. But you know, what other sanctions could the marshals impose on LMBC for not turning up?
Well, I'm not 100% sure why they haven't turned up, but I did hear Carissa that this was going to happen. So I did know in advance that one of them was joking, Carissa, that this was purely because they were too scared of three. But somebody did say there was a possibility they'd been disqualified, which is why they hadn't turned up. So we're going to have to chase that up with the umpires.
Carissa?
Basically, it means that whoever LMBC will go down, and they'll just get the boats behind them will be getting easy bumps for the next couple of days, unless they just take the place
Carissa?
Out altogether. But that'll be a decision later.
Okay, thanks
Carissa
very much, Alice. We'll throw over to Carissa now.
Selwyn,
yeah, so Carissa, what can you see?
On Homerton. I think there's about to be a bump. It's been called. A bump has been called. Selwyn has bumped Homerton. The Cox has conceded. The Selwyn crew are looking really tired. They've just stopped rowing.
Fantastic.
They're just floating along. They haven't gone to set their spoilage yet. Yeah, the Homerton crew are looking a bit dejected.
Fantastic.
Slowly rowing on now. So yeah, I can confirm Selwyn did bump Homerton.
May bumps.
Cam FM.
Results.
In M5, the results were exactly as we called them. Hughes Hall at the top, M2 rowing over. Magdalen 3 bumping up on the now disqualified LMBC 4, as previously discussed. Queen's M4 bumped up on Sydney Sussex M2. Girton M3 bumped up on King's M3. Keys M4, Magdalen M4, Jesus M5 and Fitz M3 all row over. Emma 4 bump up on Clare 4. Queen's 5 row over. Darwin 3 bump up on Corpus 3. And at the bottom, Selwyn 4, the sandwich boat, bumped up on Homerton, bringing them up into M5 for tomorrow.
May bumps.
Cam FM.